Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the Non-Aligned Movement and thus the state parties to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. The group of NAM and other state parties to the BWC attached great importance to the issue of international cooperation as the first priority of the group. We continue to believe that there is a need for an effective mechanism to ensure the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. In this regard, the group submitted at the 8th Review Conference a working paper on compliance mechanisms for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10, contained in document bwc.conf.8/wp.23 and in document bwc/msb/2019/mx.1/wp.6. The enhancement of international cooperation for the use of biological agents for peaceful purposes is an essential part of compliance with the Convention and is crucial for the realization of the purpose and objective of the Convention. The group emphasizes the importance of overcoming sustained challenges and obstacles to international cooperation, assistance and exchange of in the biological sciences and technology. In this regard, one of the main challenges for full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is the existence of unjustified restrictions and or limitations, including politically motivated ones imposed against state parties, inconsistent with the provision of the Convention. To this end, the challenges, obstacles and specific measures should be identified to ensure that national implementation of the Convention are taken in full conformity with the obligation under Article 10. Any export control measures adopted at a national level should be in a full conformity with the Convention obligations and create an environment conducive to ensure the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of all provisions of the Convention and should not be in any way adversely affected to rights and obligations of the state parties under the Convention. Non-proliferation efforts through maintaining export controls are best addressed through multilaterally non-discriminatory negotiated guidelines to preserve the integrity and the delicate balance that exists in the Convention. There should be no hindrance to peaceful activities such as vaccine development, which are important for developing countries, for meeting their public health needs. There is need for equitable benefits from international cooperation in this area, keeping in mind that the need for ensuring appropriate and affordable support for developing countries. We also are of the view that the developing countries need to meet their needs for cost-effective, affordable, and quality-assured medicines and vaccines, including through provisions such as compulsory licensing of price controls. It is crucial to note that the Convention has established a system with equal rights and obligations based on the principle of equal treatment for all state parties. Therefore, national implementation measures should not create undue restrictions among state parties, which would hinder the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. Mr. Chairman, the group of NAM and other state parties to the BWC look forward to engage constructively to consider and review proposals along with this principal position during the negotiations with a view to reach a consensual outcome. Thank you.